When you step into a bar in New York City, there's one song you don't typically expect to hear.
I mean, it's a Greenwich Village bar, but with an extremely strong Wisconsin tint.
Patrick Daly is the owner of the Kettle of Fish, a historic bar in Manhattan's Greenwich Village.
And then in the mid-50s, the beat started coming into town. Ginsberg, Kerouac, Gregory Corso all hung out at the Kettle.
Patrick began working in the bar in the mid-80s. And while he has called New York home for decades, he's a true fan of the green and gold.
Packer blood in the family. Born and raised a Packer fan, of course. My folks are from East and West De Pere. My mom from East, my dad from West.
So when Patrick bought the Kettle in 1998, each Sunday, he'd be watching the game.
In the beginning, I watched games, and then I'd be screaming at the TV by myself.
With the help of a few patrons, the word spread. And before long, Patrick, along with his partner Adrian, were surrounded by Packer fans every Sunday.
Just built, and it wasn't meant to do that. I was just a Packer fan.
Today, Google Packer Bar NYC, and Kettle of Fish is the first hit you'll find, which draws in a lot of Wisconsinites.
My name is Jake. I grew up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Went to school out of state, and then when I graduated in 08, I moved to New York. So a buddy of mine and I went to Kettle of Fish, and when I got there immediately, it just looked like and felt like a place that would have existed in Green Bay or Wisconsin.
All the people that I've ever brought there that aren't Packer fans never think it's going to be that intense.
Annie Kiefer is another Green Bay native who now calls New York City home.
Everybody in the bar watches every play, talks about every down and every call.
Again, here's the bar owner, Patrick.
People aren't here. I mean, it's great. People socialize before the game. People socialize a bit during. But really, during the game, everybody's paying attention. Everybody's watching the game.
And while taking in a Packer game at the Kettle of Fish is very much about watching football, for us far from home Sconnies, it's about more than that. Here's another Green Bay native turned New Yorker, Ben Kopisch.
Everyone that I know from Green Bay or northeastern Wisconsin, or even Wisconsin or the Midwest in like a wider sense, they have such an appreciation for where they're from. I love telling people that I'm from Green Bay. Like, I don't want to give up my Wisconsin license. I have a New York ID, but I have a Wisconsin driver's license because it still says Green Bay on there. Whether that's a little cockamamie or whatever, I don't care. I think that's one of the best eccentricities you could have.
And what better way to celebrate where you're from than by watching your home team with new friends and old right in the middle of the world's greatest melting pot.